Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he's done it all. He's been the High Commissioner and Assistant High Commissioner in different areas. He's headed up the British Maritime Administration. He worked in secret operations, clearing military boarding vessels in this exact disputed area. And he said, without a doubt, if the Iranians had been that far over in disputed waters, up into the edge of Iraqi waters, boarding ships, they would have been arrested. And we are honored to have the former ambassador from Uzbekistan, the former British ambassador to Uzbekistan, Craig Murray, with us. Any other points in the 4 minutes we've got left, sir, you want to add about the hostage crisis, close quote, and where you think this is going and leading as it strengthens both of the oppressive regimes? And you can say that about Blair. He's getting more and more thuggish. Nothing compared to Ahmadinejad. But where do you see this going? And then recap for us your book and what it covers.
Yeah. Well, I worry greatly about the captive problem because, as I say, I don't see enough sign that either government trying to be reasonable and trying to solve the problem. Because, you know, when something's happened in an area that's under dispute, there's got to be a diplomatic way out if you're looking for it, and I'm not sure they are. So I'm very much afraid these poor people might be there for some time yet. Going back to my time in Uzbekistan, of course, that was a terrible regime, absolutely awful. 7,000 political prisoners, boils distance to death, literally. That very much funded, backed by the U.S. regime, full support of the CIA. I exposed a lot of that, and I've written it all in my book, which is called Murder in Samarkand, Samarkand. And it's been selling very well. It's caused quite a storm. If you want to learn about false flag operations and extraordinary rendition and torture, you know, from the inside, from an establishment insider who saw it all, unfortunately it's not for sale in the States, but you can get it from Amazon Canada is probably the easiest way.
Sure.
People in the States to get it.
We'll get a link to that up on Infowars.com. In closing, and I know you've got to leave us, but we got 2 minutes left, false flag operations. My new film, Terror Storm, covers that. There's so many admissions of that. What about the false flags that helped bring down Mohammad Mossadegh in 1953? I mean, the Iranians have a reason to not like the British and the U.S.
There's a lot of history there. I mean, we really messed up that country over many decades. Entirely, of course, because of the oil. That's the old story we know so well.
What are some of the false flags your book covers?
Well, particularly in Uzbekistan, in Tashkent, where in order to justify support for this hideous regime, the Americans were claiming that it was a bastion against Al-Qaeda. But there was no Al-Qaeda activity in Uzbekistan. It's complete nonsense. So bombs had to be set off in Tashkent, which the Colin Powell gave a press conference in Washington where he said, we are going to have to give more support to President Karimov because of these Al-Qaeda bombings in Tashkent. But he knew for certain. I mean, I know Colin Powell knew he was lying. We had definite evidence that those...
Who carried out the bombings? Uzbekistan Interior Police or our people?
Certainly the Uzbek security services, let's just say, I'm both security service that year received $82 million from the CIA, and they had CIA operatives implanted with them working very closely. I can't say for certain the CIA definitely were involved in those bombings. I don't know for sure. But they certainly lied about who did it. That is for sure.
So lied about who did it and bankrolled the folks that did do it.
Yep, that's definitely true.
Amazing. I've got to get that book and read it. I've certainly read a lot of news stories about it. And tell us your blog, sir.
Yeah, it's craigmurray.co.uk.
craigmurray.co.uk. We'll put a link up on Infowars.com. Thank you for spending time with us.
Okay, very good to talk to you guys.
Take care.
Thank you.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We will be taking your calls in this hour on all the breaking news. We're being told this strike is on for Friday against Iran. World War III could kick off. We know it'll jack oil prices to at least double their current prices. That will cause an even bigger inflationary spike in goods with all the other inflationary pressures we've seen. Will Iran strike back? Will they have to then be nuked for daring to fight back? There's no telling what could happen, but I don't think they'll attack them Friday or this weekend or next week. If they're going to attack, it'll be when that aircraft carrier arrives in the next month, the third aircraft carrier task force. They have several other fleets there. It's an entire armada. And it's kind of naval day, I guess. We had the former high commissioner of this and high commissioner of that and head of maritime section, FCO London, for 3 years, and the head of Cyprus section, FCO, and the head of the entire maritime administration going over how they would have arrested the Iranians if they came over into their area doing the same thing. And it was clearly in disputed areas in the edge of Iranian waters, seizing and interdicting Iranian vessels, and that the British would have arrested them. But, of course, Tony Blair is doing what helps Iran. Just like when the BBC reported, they helped ship parts that could be used for nuclear weapons there and for their reactor program. Just like Donald Rumsfeld helped arm North Korea. Just like Rumsfeld helped arm Saddam. It's the same story over and over and over again. We're going to go to Eric Schein, who worked as an officer in the Merchant Marine, and some of the things he witnessed, and then get his take just on the whole world and what's happening. He's a talk show host here on the weekends on the GCN radio network. But before we go to Mr. Shine and then the news and your calls, America Freedom to Fascism is available at Infowars.com via the Safe Secure Online video and bookstore shopping cart. And we hope that you will get it and get it out to everybody you know, because it exposes who really owns this country. And if we can't expose who owns the country, we can't set about removing them, because they illegally hijacked this nation and have engineered the entire economy to consolidate wealth and destroy the middle class. It's either they go or we go. Do you understand that? Also, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C., Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 2. Getting into all the occult architecture, this will wake anybody up. You can get it for a serious discount on it when you get it with my new film, The Order of Death, which comes free. That's right. When you get it with The Order of Death, you get a discount on Riddles and Stone, and then you get free my re-edited, re-release, remastered Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. When I snuck into Bohemian Grove, it's got new information added, new footage shot inside by an employee of the Grove. You need to get The Order of Death, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove DVD combo, and when you get it, you get Riddles and Stone for a discount. You can also get Volume 1, America's Secret Beginnings, with this for a discount as well. So get Riddles and Stone. That just came out. Also, Aftermath, Unanswered Questions from 9/11, Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers, Who's Getting Killed and Who's Making a Killing, Robert Greenwald, Mind Control, A Brave New World, or Enhancing Human Performance by Dr. Nick Begich, 9/11 Press for Truth, The Jersey Girls, of course, my new film, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terrorist. And frankly, I think that's the best of the stack I just talked about, but probably the most effective with the generally dumbed-down public is America Freedom to Fascism. I mean, I can say mine's the best for the history of terror, and then gets into 9/11. And I can say Freedom to Fascism is the best on the Federal Reserve System. So here's the toll-free number, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or you can simply write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And last but not least, you can see all 15 of my films, dozens of other films we've been authorized to post, hundreds of my Whitley TV reports, special reports, vintage TV shows I did 10 years ago. We're uploading a lot of those. Just so much. New media every day. PrisonPlanet.tv. 3-year anniversary in a month. No, wait a minute. It's already April. We launched it in early April, 3 years ago. So I guess it's PrisonPlanet.tv. 3 years in operation. Just gets better and better. We're upgrading it, adding bigger servers as we speak. Just did it a few months ago. Now we're doing it again. PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day. Get a monthly membership for $5.95, the cost of 2 or 3 cups of Starbucks coffee. And then you also fund everything we're doing. And you get the films in super high quality, down to low bandwidth, depending on your connection. Download them, burn them to disk. It is a factory of resistance to tyranny. I mean, when you download Terror Storm, it's in 4 different quality versions. When you download it in the highest quality, I mean, it looks almost as good as DVD. I mean, it's amazing. And what an activist tool. Burn them to disc. Burn them to CD. Get them out to people. Or you see a particular TV show you think is really informative and is perfect for somebody you know, PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, I'm going to shut up now about that, but it's just such an important part of the fight we're involved in. And move from the former British ambassador and the head of the Maritime Administration, who before that actually ran the command bunker in London with the intelligence off the ships in the Gulf on what ships to search and where the lines were. He negotiated the lines, saying clearly they were over the line into the deeply disputed areas, which really were in Iranian waters. Because, again, you calculate out so many miles, and it's many miles closer to Iran than it is to Iraq. It's simple. If you go 50-50 and draw a line, not the map Blair's got, but if you draw a line between the two where the ship really was, it's clear. But Eric Shine received a congressional and presidential appointment and commission to serve as an officer in the valid federal service of the United States Merchant Marine. This honor was confirmed on Shine at 91 by none other than Vice President Dan Quayle of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, New York, on Long Island 91. And then it goes on to say that's the sister academy of the Federal Academies of West Point, Annapolis, and the Air Force and Coast Guard and academies. It goes on, President George Bush, King George I, he jokes, was supposedly to preside over the graduation but would not make his trip to the Federal Academy himself for some odd reason. The reason for this has become much more clear as time has passed on. And that's how he kind of woke up to the whole New World Order, was his experience in the Merchant Marine. And joining us is Eric Schein. Eric, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Tell the listeners about, number one, when your radio show is here on the network, and then expand out from there and just in a nutshell what happened to you, what you saw in the Merchant Marine, and then tie that into everything that's happening right now.
Well, the site is where you can go to GCN Live, and the show is on 3 to 5 on Saturdays, and that's Central Time. And it gets into a lot of the, you know, issues of war profiteering and privateering, which is the core of everything that's going on. And the only way we can stop the war is to address who's involved in carrying out the war profiteering and how they're doing it. Even people like Colin Powell has gone before and actually advocated for things called block funding. And when you look into that deeper, I won't go into it now, it's an instrument that they use to basically say, like, say you have I'll briefly mention it, is say you build an Aegis-class destroyer missile frigate that can lock on, you know, 300 targets simultaneously. It's a billion-dollar vessel. Rather than having line-item accounting, accounting people and budget people who are civil servants, public servants, oversight and more, they want to set up the system. Okay, well, we know roughly it's going to be $1 billion. Give us $1 billion and we'll give you a ship. And that's what Colin Powell had actually gone before Congress and advocated for, which was no oversight, turning the United States and our entire, you know, accounting processes and budgeting processes into one giant general slush fund.
Well, already, Eric, as you know, most of the parts for our ships, our airplanes, for the components, the missiles are built in China, built in Europe, built in Latin America, built in South Korea. And then, of course, when Dubai wanted to buy the 26 ports, every major port there is, folks, and you're going to talk about the St. Lawrence Seaway and some new developments today with us, with your expertise, then Halliburton stepped in and said, well, we'll manage it. Well, now they're moving to Dubai, and I remember all these good old boys going, let them have no-bid contracts. We don't want the Frenchies to get it. The foreigners could never get it. These were no-bid for American companies, but Sean Hannity and others lied and said, we don't want to give the French a contract. It was a total smoke and mirror. Now they admit almost $4 trillion missing from the Pentagon. Rumsfeld says, I don't have to answer your question. I'm not going to tell you where it is. So talk about no accountability. I mean, this is the la-la land of looting.
Well, and it gets worse because now AIG supposedly runs and controls the ports. They did the whole Dubai deal and tried to push that. And then now even Lou Dobbs has come out and said, oh, well, it's a done deal. It's settled. Now we have an American company running our ports or in charge of our ports. And if you look into what AIG is, it's an insurance company. And what happened at the World Trade Center, no matter what you want to spin as far as, and I, you know, I'm not saying you, but them, whoever, whatever story you want to follow or whatever conspiracy theory you want to follow, whether it's theirs or the ones that they're accusing everyone else of, the World Trade Center was an enormous public trust. And they've seized upon that, just like they're trying to seize upon everything.
Well, they handed it over to Silverstein 2 months before and then blew it all up.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you want to go that far, yeah, I'm probably right there with you because...
Well, I went that far 2 months before 9/11, so I can't go back now, Eric.
You're right, and I've seen what you've been out there. And there's other things, though, that people need to look at, though. When you look at the World Trade Center itself, it's controlled by Port Authority. Department of Transportation got involved. Andrew Card is involved. He went to my academy to Kings Point. He was former Secretary of Transportation under the first Bush. You know,
basically, the government is now nothing but a giant vacuum cleaner to suck all of our assets and infrastructure offshore. Then they're going to fold the country up into a third world police state and use us as military cannon fodder to dominate the rest of the globe. Total enslavement.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's April 2nd, 2007, and gold is at $6.59. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $782.38, $343.74 for half, and $171.87 for quarter ounce coins at $682.38, $343.74, and $171.87. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
He does a talk show Saturdays 3 to 5 p.m. right here on the GCN Radio Network. He's Eric Schein. Thought we'd get him on because of this whole situation with the captured Brits. And we've got the war drums beating. Eric, give us your take on, we just had the former head of the British Maritime Administration on, and also the former British ambassador, getting into how clearly they would have arrested Iranians if they were that far into their waters, and that Blair just wants a war provocation or a propaganda provocation. With your time in the Merchant Marine and your time witnessing all this, give us your take on it.
Well, I'm also a naval officer. I come out of Kings Point with a commission as a United States naval officer with top secret security clearance, all sorts of training and stuff. And we have to read and understand and study people like Alfred Thayer Mahan, who got into projection of power and sea power. And what's going on is they're trying to create a dispute under maritime situs, basically just like they're doing all along the border with small insurgencies or incursions into and across the border. They're even doing, they're flying drones in and along and across the border. They're trying to create disputes much like, you know, the Germans did in Poland before they invaded Poland. They're doing everything and anything to have some quote unquote legal excuse to carry on and launch a war. And I believe it's very close. Like the, and I hate to bring this up and I get hit up for it so much, but in my own, because it goes like when they brought charges against me in March 6th of 2003, 12 days later they launched the war in Iraq. Now they're really heating up things with me again, and they brought in an administrative law judge who's ruled on commerce cases against Iran. He's actually ruled on cases that affect the supply and demand of oil on the market, which goes towards, you know, oil profiteering.
Well, since you brought up your case, in a nutshell, tell folks what happened to you.
Well, because I actually sued and went against a bunch of these federal contractors, very special type of shipping companies, and even my own Federal Officers Association, that's a federal contractor itself. They held and detained me in court for years, had me in a bunch of different courts all at the same time, and then after they had beat me up, taken my homes and everything else, they got Homeland Security to file a counter-complaint, pull me out of civil court, and then even prosecute me for my civil complaint. And I have the statutory right, even constitutional right, to not only get into state court, federal district court, but we have a
original subject
matter.
This was basically like a police officers association with your with the Merchant Marine / Navy group, and then you were suing because they were what, privatizing everything?
Well, and they weren't. They're taking, this kind of goes into like what Bill Frist was up to. They're taking things that are paid for by the U.S. taxpayer that they're supposed to provide on federal contracts as line items, not providing them, and then charging the individuals, the beneficiaries of any kind of a federal trust or contract, the cost of actually providing those benefits or an access fee to get those benefits that they're supposed to provide. And then what they're doing is they're taking the money and sticking it in their own pocket.
Okay, now let's get back into World War III heating up here. A lot of people are saying that they think that the attack's going to start on March 6th. I don't think that's the case. They like to continually announce the attack, get everybody to basically expect it to come, as if it's a foregone conclusion, and then launch it. I think you're going to see it in the next 6 months or so. Give me your take on that.
I think it's much sooner, and that's why I was trying to say, like, they brought in this ALJ, and it's basically to stifle me and the timing with what they launched in Iraq and what's happened here and the parallels throughout. You know, not only are they disturbing, they blow my mind, but it raises a red flag that these guys are set to go in very soon, and I mean within a couple weeks. And it may be a couple months, but I don't think so. I think they're set to go in here within the next couple weeks.
What? I mean, that they're going to start prosecuting the senators across the country, in and out of the military or federal service, to kind of squash any resistance?
Well, you know how they use this. They have a foreign war so that they can carry on class warfare here at home. I mean, literally, that's what's going on. They're going after any dissidents, any political dissidents or complainants.
Well, yeah, I mean, O'Reilly says we're in a war. Arrest anybody that disagrees with the government. Michael Wiener Savage says that. They're saying murder Rosie O'Donnell on MSNBC, openly calling for murder.
That's overt fascism, corporatism, to the point where it's as bad, if not worse, especially when you consider the resources and power and influence that we have. Technologically, militarily, you know, some say we're in finance, you know, financial straits. Even if you look deeper in that, we're in a predicament now where if this is not stopped, we will be deep within World War and not just in Iran.
But that's the plan. They love to get us sucked into something that just goes on and on and on. And people say, well, is it for oil? Is it for weapons? Is it for domestic police state? Is it for no-bid contracts? It's for it all. The New World Order does what's good for them across the board.
Yep. And they've done this before. Warburg, Harriman Brothers, Prescott Bush, Samuel Bush. Carlyle is the replacement for Brown Brothers Harriman and Warburg. It's been going throughout the military-industrial industry and buying up military-industrial complex assets and adding value to them and spinning them off by wars and rumors of war.
Stay there. We're going to come back and talk about what the Carlyle Group is from your perspective. I'll give mine. We'll also take calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625. Thus says Yahweh, if you will not keep my commandments by violating my covenant, I will bring upon you sudden terror. Just as prophesied, the judgments upon America have begun. Yes, the terror attacks of 9/11 opened Revelation's first seal. In the name of peace and safety, the Rider King has mounted his white horse, waging wars and rumors of war, conquering the Middle East for treasures of oil. Get to Witness Ministries' next shocking revelation. The Rider of the White Horse, George W. Bush in prophecy. Visit the website, towitnessministries.com. King George II beats the war drums for his next invasion, Iran and Syria. More nations are to follow, including the draft of your children. With a $25 love offering to Two Witness Ministries, get the book, The Rider of the White Horse, at Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Unless she repents, America will not survive the Red Horse of World War III.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with The Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetsmen.org.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
Welcome back. Eric Schein, who's really a smart fella, I've listened to him for a while, has a show here at 3 to 5 p.m. Saturdays on the GCN Radio Network. We have links over there to the site at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to talk to Richard, Chris, Mark, Jimmy, Dave, Chris, and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Boiling it down, give us your view on, as I always say, bottom line, thumbnail, sketch, nutshell, Eric Schein, on the info and your view on what's happened with these captured British sailors.
Well, we talked about it, and I believe the ambassador talked about it or touched on it, is they're using it as a reason to incite war. I mean, it's being trumped up. Normally, in a situation like this, you do what's diplomatically necessary to get your sailors back, and they're not putting the sailors, you know, at the forefront of their mind. They're putting war and war with Iran at the forefront of their mind. And they're denying it. They're saying that they're not, but they're taking all, you know, another carrier group is headed over there.
And the government continues to say we may attack Iran any minute. But then if you say, no, we don't want war, they go, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. We're not planning war. Just like they did with Iraq. I mean, they talk to us like we're 5 years old or something.
But even Afghanistan, I mean, you really have to look at the true history there. That was not even a legal or justified war either. And they can say about Tora Bora and Bin Laden. Bin Laden was a CIA construct. You know, we put him in place. We put him in power just like the Europeans did with Attila the Hun and his brothers. They basically gave him a king ransom to stay out of Europe. And then he funded an army with it and started to invade Europe. So it's like, you know, we there's a term blowback. You probably heard that. It's becoming to the point where we're creating all these problems, and it's not that it's by defect or default. It's by intent, and that powers that be that within our government and the corporations are doing it for enormous profiteering, war profiteering and privateering, to the point of dissolution of our country, sale of our U.S. Treasury assets, and this merger into this North American Union, NAFTA Superhighway. All this stuff that's going on is all tied to the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. Until we stop that, get our troops home and investigate the war profiteering, the privateering, and even nationalize defense to some respect, and make it to where there is no profit in war, to where, you know, Blackwater and all these corporations are not taking U.S. taxpayer dollars and making a killing off of it, because then there's only a reason for them to continue to incite rumors of war and even to start wars.
Well, I couldn't say it better myself, Eric, and there's all this evidence. I mean, there's volumes and volumes, a library of evidence to 9/11 being an inside job, but some of the strongest evidence is why I went public 2 months before the attack and said they're going to attack the World Trade Center, they'll probably blame it on their asset to Osama bin Laden, was the preparatory. They were showing him on TV, they were saying the Taliban's going to get you. And then, of course, we learned Bush had the launch orders on his desk to attack 2 days before 9/11.
Yeah, so, but it goes much deeper than that. The attack in 93 was carried out so that they could get plans and access to the information for the building and also carry out a test explosion to see what was required to eventually take it down. All this stuff is tied together.
Well, the FBI cooked the bomb and trained the drivers, so it was all an FBI operation back in 1993. But it was a port authority building, Eric. Well, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say the World Trade Center, what it is, it was a public trust. You know, it was under the auspices of the Department of Transportation. Port Authority was involved. New York and New Jersey were involved. But more importantly, it had the inherent powers as a public trust of eminent domain. And shortly thereafter, you get this decision to basically move to privatize through enforcement of the government the powers of eminent domain, and not to put in a railroad or a highway as a public trust, but to actually just come in, and if you could increase the tax base somehow for some reason, you could go ahead and seize someone's property and then...
Yeah, this is just... Exactly. This is just the old days of the empires coming in and dominating the population. Let's take some calls. Let's talk to Richard. Richard, where are you calling us from today?
Pretty good, Alex. Remember?
Where are you calling us from, Richard?
From Meridian, Mississippi.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Well, remember American Dictators?
Yes, it's a documentary I made, yes.
Yeah. Well, with the elections coming up 2008 next year, I believe it may be, no doubt, be important.
What, the film American Dictators?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. Look, you're going to have some hand-picked Republican like Giuliani or Mitt Romney, New World Order, or you're going to have Hillary... I mean, and again, they're going to try to make you choose, but again, it all serves...
You have no choice.
And you have no choice. And then it all serves as the illusion of choice and a distraction from the real fight happening at the county, city, and state level.
I believe that it's time we have to expose these crooked things before and happen again.
Well, that's what we're trying to do, sir, and I really do appreciate your call, Richard. Good to hear from you. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you doing today?
Hi, this is Chris Steiner in Dunedin, Florida.
Good, sir. Welcome. Go ahead.
I wanted to give out a little bit of information on some what I would call cure-alls, miracle cures, help to keep people healthy and recover. One of them is colostrum. Colostrum is great to take, and it's also great if you have any cuts or that might happen to be infected. It's great to put in the cut, It's full of immune factors, growth factors. It's great for diabetes, great for modulating the immune system. So if you have an overactive autoimmune disease, it'll help with that. There are many studies behind it, being antiviral and antibacterial. Another cure or another treatment is ozone or oxygen therapies. And for those who...
I remember you called about 2 years ago, which is fine. It's just an interesting type of call. Just, boom, I got a bunch of really good stuff for you here. Kind of like the good fairy comes flapping through the room to tell us about a bunch of great stuff. But I mean, that's fine. It just kind of blindsides me because it's not on any of the topics. World War III coming up, 9/11, New World Order, all the crises that are happening, Rosie O'Donnell. But that's fine. I'm just, how many more cures do you have there?
Just a couple. For those who can't afford to go outside the country to get ozone therapy, there are a couple of great products that are magnesium peroxide, which is not harmful as is as is hydrogen peroxide. One product is called Homozon, H-O-M-O-Z-O-N. It's been around since 1898. You can look it up on the Internet. And another great product is OxyCleanse by Earth Bounty. I don't support any. They're two different companies. I'm not affiliated with them.
Right. Sir, this is just kind of not... I mean, it's okay because I don't censor calls, but it really is outside of the... you know, kind of the rules of talk radio, just, you know, basic etiquette, because it keeps going on and on. Do you have any questions or comments for our guests or on any of the 15 topics we put out?
Oh, I called Bill O'Reilly last week, and he threatened to call her a couple calls before me when I called him about how Rosie O'Donnell and that detective Bo Deedle threatened Charlie Sheen. I asked Bill O'Reilly what he thought about Bo Deedle saying Martin Sheen's kid better watch it. And I asked him, what does that mean? And Bill said, I don't know. But the caller, just a couple calls before me where
well,
he
that's
said,
interesting what you just said. I'm glad that, I mean, now you're a great call because you're bringing up points here. What do you think of him now calling for the arrest of Rosie? Now on MSNBC, they're calling for her murder. They're openly saying she needs to be murdered. If she is murdered, MSNBC is going to be liable. What do you think of O'Reilly, now we learned, threatening Rosie to stay quiet about his pervert behavior, or he would, quote, go after her?
Well, if they're accessories and accomplices to murder after the fact, as you've mentioned, then it's not surprising that they would shamelessly call for murder. And Rosie, you know, saying that Rosie needs to apologize to the members of the family. Of course, you talked about the coalition of 911families.org, you know, over 5,000 families, over 5,000 members, over 2,000 families. I've been calling into talk shows to let people know about that.
Yeah, that's a great point because, you know, you've got the head of the group, Bill Doyle, who's lost his son Joey, saying the majority of the biggest group believes it's an inside job, and he does. And then they get up there and they say, the families hate you. You're destroying their memory. No, we're exposing for those that did lose their family members who really murdered them, and we're not going to let the murderers use their murder to take our freedoms away. But again, they say, oh, you're against the troops because we want to save the troops and get them out of harm's way for no reason. Why don't you comment on that, Eric Schein?
Can I throw in a couple topics real quick? Was a couple things I was biting at the bit to try to throw in, and I believe it's important.
Sure, I'm going to let that caller go. Thank you, caller. Go ahead.
There's a tax upon the St. Lawrence Seaway right now to try to privatize that and even pass it to the Chinese, much like what has happened with the Panama Canal.
Well, why not give away all of our key waterways? I mean, you know, we're here to be sold out.
Well, and that's we're not, but that's what's going on, and they're economically redeveloping us, recolonizing the United States.
And let me explain something here. Mexico had a low value currency, but they wouldn't let you come buy up their infrastructure. The U.S. now has a devalued dollar, and the Spanish and the Arabs and the Chinese and the British and the French and the Dutch, it's a fire sale, but they're not even paying regular price. They're so criminal, they come in and literally pay a few million here and there to lobbyists who then buy the politicians, and then they just give them all the roads. Take the toll roads here in Texas.
Well, it's royal families that are coming in and doing this. Old royal families from Europe and other countries.
But isn't that what America's about? Cops in black masks pulling you over, searching your car, machine guns, cameras, helicopters, and royalty being given the roads and taxing us with tracker chips. I mean, royalty taxing us with tracker chips is freedom, Eric Schein.
Yeah, right. I don't believe so. But real quick, too, is that...
Well, that's because you're with Al-Qaeda? What, you want to hurt the troops? You hate America?
Yeah, right.
I mean, see, you could come out and say you're against cancer, and Bill O'Reilly would say, "How dare you be against America?" I mean, that's all they say.
Yeah, they're just I can come up with so many names, but
and they're the ones killing America.
But real quick, is one of the things that Martin Bormann did, who was executive director under Hitler before Germany fell, was he outsourced over 750 corporations worldwide. And those were little fingerlings, little feudal systems, corporate systems, which, you know, corporations are a construct of you know, feudalism.
Yeah, one of the head people over that entire banking system was, of course, Prescott Bush here. He was one of the honey cows delivering the goodies.
Right, and now they're calling in all their cards. And this is a continuation of went on before. But real quick, is also 97% of our cargo is now carried by foreign flag. 1% or less of that entire total cargo is actually inspected. You can go into other
issues. But don't worry, they're going to put cameras in your child's school bathroom. They're going to search you and command you and order you around because it's for America. And the CPS is going to grab all these kids, and then they all come up missing, but that's okay. Don't worry, like you said, less than 1% is being searched of the cargo containers.
Well, and also you can go to www.usmma, which is emergencemarineacademy.edu. It's usmma.edu. And you can see their true history on what's going on or has gone on with the Merchant Marine. It is a valid federal and military service academy. They're trying to privatize that also. If you look at who the dean is and where he came from, he's, you know, from Bombay. He actually went to a foreign maritime academy. It's not a King's Pointer who's dean of the academy or anyone from this country. And also look into, you know, mail call with the gunny. That's on the History Channel. They've come out and done a hit piece now on the Merchant Marine and what it is, and that it's all, quote-unquote, civilian service. And that's not true. And you know, part of this is because some of this was created under FDR. The Merchant Marine Act, it wasn't really FDR that did it. It was Congress at the time, which were driven by the people. They passed the Merchant Marine Act of 1936 that instituted my academy at King's Point.
Yeah, sure. Well, let's boil this down. Everything is being assanguinated. It's being dissolved. The powers are being transferred to international bodies, and then the due process is being erased. You know, a lot of these liberals will go, "Well, of course I'm for world government. It's the next step in evolution of civilization." No. They are abolishing due process, Bill of Rights, Constitution, public institutions, and transferring it all to a handful of private corporations that operate as global organized crime syndicates. Let's jam another call in here. Let's talk to Mark in Canada. You're on the air with Eric Schein. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing? It's Mark.
Good. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just want to call in and say that it's about Rosie. I was the one who penned the petition to the BBC regarding the WTC-7 Jane Stanley footage. I put it online. Well, anyways...
And for those that don't know, we're trying to get the BBC to answer questions about it, why they reported that Building 7 had fallen 20-plus minutes before it did.
Yeah, and I posed five questions for them. So far, I've received 3,600 signatures. So
did the BBC ever answer your questions?
No, I'm calling them pretty soon. I was actually shooting for 20,000 before I called, but I think I'm going to call them now just because it slowed down. But Rosie signed my petition about 3 days before she started posting to her blog.
And I remember that somebody put a post out about, you know, was it Rosie who really signed the petition?
Yeah, well,
you know, that's
was.
Newsworthy. Where is that petition?
It is petitiononline.com/WTC7, that's the number 7, BBC.
Well, see, that's how this works. Charlie Sheen goes public, then we have a C-SPAN show, then it gets bigger, then BBC information comes out, then Rosie goes public, then more people go public.
Well, that's sort of what I wanted to say, because, like, she posted on my petition. A couple days later, she came out, and then just 3 days ago, I'm getting emails from my buddies who are skeptics, who just think I'm full of it when I go on, you know? And they're linking the Rosie thing, and when I call them, of course, they're like, yeah, that, well, you know, she's not sounding crazy, she's not sounding stupid, you know? So it took Rosie to get through to them, and they don't know her, but I know her, and they didn't listen to me, you know?
Good job, I appreciate your call. You know, Eric Schein, do you see a collision happening, though? Because I see the world is waking up to this paradigm, slowly but surely, and I see a collision. When do you think we'll see that clash? Or are they trying to beat us to the chase by setting up their police state now to physically block us?
Well, that clash is already going on. There's a lot of people out here who are confronting this head on in all ways. That's why they're stepping things up. That's why you see that movement towards, why do you think they want to have Giuliani as president? He's a fascist. He's a corporatist. He's an industrialist. Even people like trying to bring in Romney or others. Even Clinton is. Hillary Clinton is a collectivist. She believes in big government, big business, big insurance. Obama has come out and he's talked about administrative changes. He's talked about insurance and tweaking insurance rather than an overhaul and returning, levels of due process and taking them out of administrative hands to where we can get into our courts if we need to, because we've had this whole propaganda campaign against us that all complaints are frivolous. Like the one about the woman who got burned at McDonald's with the coffee. If you really look into what really happened there, she was truly burned, third-degree burns, pretty bad.
Stay there. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. Maybe they've always done before.
Final segment, ladies and gentlemen. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central here on the network. 24 hours a day, you can go subscribe for free to the podcast. It's delivered to your MP3 or iPod player at Infowars.com. And we restream the show 24 hours a day as well. You can listen, say, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., you know, 8 to 10, 8 to 11. If you missed anything, you know, in the morning, you could tune in, or you could tune in at night, tune in during the day, whenever you wanted to, there at InfoWars.com. Got to get Eric Schein back up again in the near future. Very interesting fellow. He's got a show on 3 to 5 p.m. Saturdays. Eric, keep riding the shotgun with us. I'm going to race through some calls. David in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Eric. I'm sorry, Alex. I've got two things for you. First, here's a number for all you 9/11 truthers out there to support Rosie. Grab your pens, and while you're grabbing them, Rosie...
Now what number is this first?
Oh, yes. Excuse me?
Whose number is it?
It's a number to ABC, specifically for The View.
Oh, yeah, because they're saying fire. Sure, go ahead and give the number out.
Okay. 818-460-7477. Then you press 2... Then you press 4, and then to get to The View, it's 849. So that's 818-460-7477, then 2, then 4, then 849. And for Rosie, Rosie, open up your blog. The 9/11 truthers will take down all the people that are attacking you, no problem. It was done at the United Flight 93 forum. So come on, Rosie, you know, get on board. And I got one more thing for you, Alex, that you'll get a kick out of. Just boot me off when you've heard enough. It goes on for about 3 minutes, and I can't hear you when my player runs.
Well, what is it? I mean, I got to go to other calls. We're out of time.
Okay, just go ahead and go to the calls. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Yeah, the call.
Can I throw in 2 cents real
quick? Sure, go ahead.
Well, I have to go pick up a document today. It's coming in from Homeland Security. U.S. Coast Guard's been prosecuting me for the last 4 years for, quote-unquote, being depressed. They've stolen medical records, seized medical records, and more. I have to go see what this document is about, but they've fired up this whole thing again to try to stifle me, shut me up. If people can go to www.martiallaw911.com, MARTIALLAW911.com, on there is the name for the administrative law judge who's been brought in. He's tied to Iran. And
is that your website?
Yeah.
Well, that's a great name, martiallaw911.com. Fantastic. We'll have folks check that. Chris in New York. Chris, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I'm just saying, if you hadn't heard, there was a show Friday, March 30 at WWRL, 5:30 a.m. to about 9 a.m. It's called the Sam and Army Show, Armstrong Williams and Sam Greenfield. They had a poll on, do the people believe 9/11? And the consensus, especially the end, everyone was exposing they didn't believe it. I don't know. That's a one of the better radio stations in the earth.
Yeah, you're saying they had a test, and the majority didn't buy the official story.
Right.
Well, every poll they've had.
Armstrong Williams, though, Armstrong Williams was the guy that the Bush administration was paying for doing propaganda.
No, I understand that. I've been on his show.
Sam Greenfield is the person that was trying to discredit any person that called.
Yeah, well, you know, regardless, he's bringing up a poll. We're talking about a poll and where the poll was. Every poll I've seen now is above 80%. All the new polls. In fact, I just saw a site last night that had them all listed. I remember seeing all the polls. It was amazing. Hey, Eric Schein, thanks for joining us, man. Take care, bro. Good luck with everything. You bet.
Thanks.
Take care. I can't talk to Peter and Ben. We're just out of time. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Central Standard Time, and I hope you will join us. I hope we'll spread the word about the broadcast. Got some big guests lined up this week and a lot of news. We've got more of the intimidation of Rosie O'Donnell by the monster, the fake conservative Bill O'Reilly at PrisonPlanet.com. Get that story and get it out to everybody. All right, get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today, or call toll-free 877-300-7645.